My dad was tested positive this morning. He had to leave. A Japanese doctor knocked on their door. He didn't speak English, but was given a piece of paper basically saying, pack your bags. You've got to go to hospital. There's no way he can be contacted because he doesn't have a mobile phone. So that's my biggest worry at this moment, is how do we stay in contact with him.
How is he feeling?
Well, he's actually feeling really good. That's the strangeness about this situation. He's feeling great. My mum's feeling good. But I've heard of this situation happen to others as well on the ship. They've had no symptoms. My mum and dad both have had a bit of mild gastro, but we thought that was from the food. But who knows, that could be related to the virus. I don't know. But other than that, they're good. They're in good spirits.
You said he was basically given a piece of paper that was told, telling him he'd tested positive. Was there any indication as to when or how he contracted it? Is the thought that he's contracted it on the ship?
Absolutely. It has to be because, you know, they literally have gone from Perth in fantastic health, and obviously, you know, the only suspect in all of this has been that one guy who got on in Hong Kong, who was positive to the coronavirus. So, of course, join the dots. It must be from the ship, I think. We know that a lot of the crew have also fallen ill that are preparing the food. So there are people saying that, you know, may it be coming from the food, but, again, there's nothing conclusive.
Do you know where he will be going?
No, they haven't told us.
What about your mum? Do you have concerns for her now?
I do, but, I mean, they are obviously living together in that cabin. But, you know, I think I've heard of other cases where the husband has tested positive and has been shipped taken to hospital, and his wife or partner has not been diagnosed positive. So, you know, she's feeling good. She looks healthy. We've been talking to them both. So, I've seen them in worse state with flus before. So, it's very, very strange.
Maselli, how are you feeling this morning? I mean, are you planning to go to work? Are you going to stay home by that phone for updates?
A bit of both. You know, life has to carry on. But, you know, I am still going to be next to the phone. So, a bit of both.
And we've heard that some of the people on the ship, that, you know, the quarantine period may be extended another 2 weeks. Is that what? How do you feel about that? I mean, the fact that Mum will be there again for another 2 weeks now.
Oh, that's just heartbreaking, you know, because, it's a very tough situation. It's like if you can imagine being in prison with a TV and a 4x4 cell with 1 hour of sunlight and fresh air every 2 days. You know, it's not a great situation. She obviously had my dad around previously before, but now she doesn't have him, so it's not great. No. I know they've been provided with an alternative now, possibly if you test negative to the virus. The Japanese government has offered a land quarantine facility, but we don't know much information about what that alternative is. It doesn't look like it's any better than the situation they're in now on the ship. In actual fact, the ship looks more luxurious than the other facility the Japanese government's offering. So I think a lot of people are going to opt to stay on the ship.